Hello, and welcome to the Black Sheep Trio. We're Alex, Alex, and Ben, and today we're going to discuss some creatures.
Every animal, every beast, ranking them from best to least.
Yeah, that's the story. We're going to see what we got here. Ben, mysteriously absent for the inaugural podcast.
Thunderstorm,
yeah. So we're going to get started. Something I want to talk about near and dear to my heart is lightning bugs.
Lightning bugs, very good subject. Now, ranking lightning bugs, it's pretty easy for me because whatever the hell that lightning stuff is on their butts is, I do not know what it's made of, but it's very, very interesting to me.
Well, I want to take a step back. Do you call them lightning bugs or fireflies?
I think lightning bugs is like a southern thing.
Is it?
Yeah. I'm from Jersey, and a lot of people from Jersey are from down south, and we call them lightning bugs up there. When I moved to Pennsylvania, I did hear the firefly word be thrown around. So
I've heard it back and forth. My first thing is firefly. I never call them lightning bugs.
Wasn't Firefly a show? Got canceled.
It was, but I think it was an animal first, a bug first.
Yeah, definitely. I guess we could use either one, but I guess it's
I'm firefly. People know what we mean.
Lightning bug. Which is lightning bug.
You got them lightning bugs
you got
down
them
here.
Lightning bugs in there.
You better watch out.
So, what are you going to rank it? Are you going to pass or fail?
I think they're pretty good. I like them. People don't even see them at all. There's some people that they're like a seasonal bug.
I've actually used to see them a lot, even 10 years ago, and I don't see them as much as I used to in the summertime. Like towards the end of the summer, you see them the most, July and August.
Yeah.
Within the past 5 or 6 years, I've only seen about probably 10 of them. Like during as far as the end of the summer, yeah. I don't see them swarm like they used to.
Oh, I think it's because they're only like out and about for a little bit of time.
Yeah, they have a short lifespan.
They have something. They only come out for a little bit. We see them a lot here. I think there's actually places where people don't ever see them at all. They don't even have.
I think that if they're near, I think the closer you are to water, the more you see. That's what I think personally, because in Jersey, like, we used to catch them in mayonnaise jars.
Yeah.
And have, yeah, about 20 of them.
That's the thing. People who see them always catch them. It's like a thing, like, you catch them in your hand, you squish them, you do all this stuff. You talk to someone else, like, what do you mean? There's a bug that just lights up.
It's like SpongeBob and jellyfish, man. You can't resist.
We used to catch them. You could smear them on yourself.
Yeah,
I mean, at the poor...
That's kind
of
weird,
because
but...
a toy at the expense of this poor bug's life.
Fuck it.
I think they're cool. They're better than most bugs. They light up.
That's really the one... That's really the one thing I like about them. Like I said, if you get one of them in, like, a... If you get a bunch of them in, like, a jar, it's like a torch.
It's
that
free
never
light.
Goes out. Yeah,
it's free light.
Definitely.
That's what we're all looking for. That's the source of energy.
Do you remember that movie, Pitch Black?
Yeah, with Vin Diesel?
Yeah, do you remember when they were in the cave and they had all those bugs that were like illuminescent? They were like illuminescent, and they started scooping them up and used them as light. I think they're probably a lot brighter than, you know, fireflies, but...
It's the same concept.
Same thing, definitely.
Yeah, everybody used to do that.
Everything.
I think that I like them.
I like them too.
We'll come back. We'll come back to fireflies. We'll talk about them in a little bit, but I think there's another. I think there's something else that you wanted to talk about. Another animal.
Well, I want to go to something a little bit more controversial. Snakes.
Snakes, absolutely controversial.
Snakes.
So you, I think you have a strong stance on this already. You told me about.
Yeah, snakes. They creep me out. I really don't like snake skin material, but I think that they're. I think they're a cool. What are they? Reptiles.
Yeah.
I think they're a cool reptile. To have as a pet because they don't make any noise.
They're not a cool reptile as a pet. I'm terrified. I'm terrified of snakes. They're bad. They're just a string.
Yeah.
They're not real.
I feel like they used to have legs.
They probably did.
I feel like they
they're
used
murderers.
To have legs. Yeah.
They're dangerous. But they have poison in their mouth and they will give it to you.
Red over black. Gotta step back. Black over yellow.
This sounds like racism. I don't want to get into this. You can't say that.
There is a thing to see if snakes are poisonous. But
they have. There's many things. They have their head shape. They will be shaped differently because they have venom sacs. I think that they're bad. They're the devil's animal.
You're a snakist.
I'm a snakist.
Right,
I don't think you should hate them because of their color. But I am snakist. I think they're bad. I think all snakes are bad.
They're small snakes. They're garter snakes.
Even those ones are bad, too.
I used to be scared of
the same thing. They all have teeth. They're all out to get you.
Do they all have teeth?
Yes.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm 100%.
They're vegetarian snakes. You never know.
I don't think so. They the boa will wrap you up and strangle you to death. That's psychotic.
You don't need teeth for that, though.
Yeah, but they eat you afterwards. That's how they kill you.
But the fangs are, like, just for the poison.
They have tried and true methods to murder you. have been instinctually embedded into them. They don't need to learn how to murder someone.
Hey, survival of the fittest.
They were created for murder, and they're slimy.
Did you see that Facebook video where the snake, like, ate the deer whole? Do you think that's real?
And it's definitely not real.
I don't think that was real either. There's no way. Think it's possible.
Maybe. Maybe a group of snakes.
Like an anaconda. Do
snakes travel in groups? Are they... They're lone?
I think they're pretty independent.
They're loners? I think so, too. They're loners.
I've never seen a family of snakes.
No. There's no good snake.
I think they're good snakes. Because you can have... They're non-poisonous snakes that really are not going to do anything to you.
They're going to try.
We're 50 times their size. You don't think they're scared of us?
Well, how do snakes communicate? Because they don't talk...
Maybe pheromones. I know they do the tongue thing.
That's the smell.
Yeah, they use that to smell.
The Jacobson's organ. Mm-hmm. They do that to smell.
Maybe movements. Out. Certain movements that they have.
They talk only in interpretive dance.
Yeah.
Back and forth.
No, seriously, I think it's like a dance. How is that?
That'd be impossible. They've got to be able to communicate somehow, right?
Yeah, especially as far as reproducing.
It's got to be smells. It's probably very basic. That's why I don't like them. They're too basic. They give up the smell. This smell says, I'm going to kill you. And this smell says, don't come near me or I will kill you.
Yeah, maybe they give off certain pheromones that they can sense.
It's definitely murderous smells.
Yeah, either food, death, or reproduction.
Yeah, pretty much. What else do you need, really? We should go down to that. I'm hungry. I'm horny.
Well, when you get drunk, that's what your brain is.
It turns you into a snake. You get lizard brain when you get drunk. You get lizard brain. Yeah, I'm horny. I'm dying.
Yeah. Well, I'm not feeling the snakes too, but they are interesting creatures, but I'm not feeling them.
I guess. They're bad, I think. They're bad in general.
They're here for something. Do you think they support the ecosystem at all?
They kill rodents, I bet. They kill mice.
Rats and mice. We can do without those.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I guess. I mean, they're pretty good.
Because I think if rats and mice overpopulated, that'd be a problem.
Are there any popular snakes?
Yeah.
Like who?
What about the snake from Aladdin? Aladdin?
Yeah, there's no snake from Aladdin.
That was a cobra. Do you remember the big...
No, you're thinking of the... Oh, there's the one from Jungle Book. What's his name?
I forgot his name.
I don't even remember. God, it's not that famous. Book in so long.
He was a rat... Wasn't that a rattlesnake?
It was some sort of jungle snake. I don't think they're rattlers. Rattlesnakes are terrible.
I love rattlesnakes. I like the noise they make. They are terrible and they will kill you.
Yeah.
But
that's the common theme.
They're nice.
Among them. So, well, there's the one from... Well, I guess Jafar turns into a snake.
Anyway. Yeah, Jafar turned into a cobra. King Cobra.
He turns into a murderous lizard.
Of course he was a bad guy.
The one in Jungle Book is a murderer, is a bad guy.
So I guess they don't really use snakes as a good light.
There's no good snakes.
Even the devil was a fucking snake, I guess.
Anaconda?
Yeah, Anaconda.
Is bad all around.
That movie was sick.
They eat a human alive in that one? That's bad. There's no good snakes. I think the consensus is out.
Yeah. He actually tricked Eve into fucking us all over.
Exactly. So snakes are just bad news, I think.
So, they lightning bugs and snakes.
They're too basic.
You're going to take lightning fireflies over snakes. What's next?
I actually want to talk about clams a little bit.
Clams, perfect.
Clams are good.
I always wanted to know, we have to get someone to look up if snakes actually make pearls.
Clams.
See? I'm on a snake.
You're still caught up.
If clams really did make pearls like that, wouldn't everyone have like a pet clam.
And you can just...
You know, be rich all your
life. It's probably different pearls. Maybe because there's got to be so many clams out there.
Different species of clams.
And they're just making different pearls. And I guess they're harvesting it. How do you even get it out of its mouth? It's probably time-consuming. You got to fish it, pop it open, get it.
It starts from a grain of sand, I heard. A grain of sand can turn into a pearl. It's kind of like pressurizing... a rock into a diamond. What turns into diamond? Coal.
Yeah.
Pressurizing coal into diamond. I guess it's the same thing.
But they do it inside their shell.
Yeah. Maybe it's clams at the... Do you know... Maybe the water pressure was so crazy at the bottom of
the... But they're not always down there. People can like grab them out of the water and stuff sometimes. But so there's no way.
How long would that take?
I actually don't know anything about clams. Do all clams make pearls?
I doubt it.
Has anyone ever had a clam as a pet?
I hope not.
Probably not.
How would you even feed it?
I don't know. No one knows, like, no one knows anything. This is one of those animals.
I think they eat plankton.
No one knows anything about them. You can't buy plankton.
Yeah, you can't.
In the store? You gotta go to the beach yourself and scoop up a bucket and hope there's plankton.
$40 worth of plankton. like ordering weed. I get a dub.
Can I have plankton, please? Where you go to your, to your marine biologist for that?
I want to know how they reproduce.
They're one of... They. I have no idea. This is one of those animals that no one knows about. No one cares about a clam. You eat them, you take their pearls, and that's all you care about them
for. I love eating clams. I wonder if they come out in an egg, or they come out...
I think I'm going to go ahead and say with 100% certainty that clam eggs are the way that they do it. They lay an egg.
I've never heard anyone eat... Because you know Chinese people eat eggs of everything.
Maybe they're... hold on.
Octopus eggs.
Do they? Where are you finding
these? They eat octopus eggs. You should see those dishes on Facebook. They eat octopus eggs. They eat like regular bird eggs. They make it into a dish. I don't know how they do it.
Penguin eggs, maybe?
I'm pretty sure penguin eggs are... Are penguins extinct? Endangered?
I don't think so.
They're endangered.
There's like a million of them.
Penguin eggs are probably disgusting. Ugh. But, clam... I've never seen a clam egg. I've never seen a clam egg.
Yeah, but you also haven't seen them reproduce. Doesn't mean they don't do it.
I want to see them do it. I want to see two clams go at it.
Let's get
clam ball.
Nat Geo.
You got to do it.
There's not too much to the clam. It's just the tongue or whatever. That weird... It's the inside of the thing. We've all seen one.
Yeah.
That's all there is. So what are they... We've seen the whole thing. Where is the parts?
But as much as National Geographic... As I used to watch, I've never seen them say, hey, these are two clams. This is how they reproduce. Do they do it underwater, on the beach?
I bet they wrap themselves together like a candy cane. Something's going on there. They don't have...
Yeah, they must have to do this. They got to scissor it.
They got to scissor it. Clam scissor. Out pops the baby clam egg. And there you go. There's another one. They have one kid at a time. And that's it. I kind of want a clam as a pet now. It'll probably be great. They're a fish, right?
Are you going to put it in a tank or leave it?
Yeah, you put it in a tank. You dump. You give it some stuff to sit on. Have you ever seen them swim around in the water? They like flap their mouth. It's like a... It's like a bird.
The only time I've seen that is on Pokemon when a Sheldon... when they catch a Sheldon.
That's based on life.
But I know. Sheldon, I've never seen a clam swim before.
They like flap their mouths around. They have no defensive capabilities except for closing their shell.
The shell, yeah.
So they just like swim around. I don't know. Video games taught me that the shell will clamp shut and kill you.
Oh yeah, I think with enough force a clamshell can easily take a finger off or something.
Is that true?
I don't know. I feel like if a really big, like a big clam, because I've seen really big clams about this big,
like a big cheeseburger.
Maybe 4 or 5 pounds clams. And I feel like if I put my hand in there and they clamp down,
that has to be the only defense, because we pop open their shells, pop them out, eat them.
And
they have no defense because we break the shell.
Yeah, but sometimes those shells are really hard to open.
Yeah.
Like, they're, like, sealed shut. Yeah. And you have to, like, get a knife or something and, like, pry it open.
And you gotta get in there real tight.
So I feel like that's their defensive mechanism.
I think they have some chopping power to it as well.
I mean, if you're blessed enough to be an animal who can get through that shell, because I've seen a jaguar get through a tortoise shell before. Got right through it. He was chewing on it for a while.
Is this in New Jersey?
No. It was on National Geographic. The jaguar was going at it for about an hour. He was going at it, and he finally got through it. And he got all that turtle meat looked so good, too.
Yeah, you would eat a turtle?
I would eat a turtle.
Yeah?
I don't know what turtles look like without their shell, but...
I think that a lot of them have, like, their spine infused to the shell. Like, they can't live without it. Yeah.
Sheesh.
It's, like, in there. That's their home. It's their walking home. It's their mobile home. But clam... I don't know. Can you have good feelings about it? Like, I want one as a pet because no one ever has one. It's exotic.
Well, on that note, I think we should do turtles next.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Let's just cross right over. They definitely... Their shell is... I don't know if it's the same with everyone. I don't know the difference between a turtle and a tortoise.
Tortoises are bigger. Turtles can live underwater.
Tortoises are not.
Tortoises are land... And turtles are, like, in the sea. Tortoises can... They can swim.
But they can't underwater like the turtle can.
Be submerged underwater for as long as a turtle can.
Okay. I didn't know that.
And they're huge. They have, if a turtle bites you, you're done. Or a tortoise, anyway.
Really?
They have, like, this sharp end to their lip.
Like a snapping turtle.
Yeah, the snapping turtle.
Those things. They will clip off your finger real quick.
Oh, yeah. That...
I saw one hiking, and I was like so terrified. It was probably, I don't know, 8 inches across, not big, orange, and I was like climbing up right next to it, and I was like, "You shouldn't be afraid." I'm like, "I should be able to just destroy this creature." Mm-mm. It's so tiny, and I was like, I was afraid he was going to just reach out. They're fast.
Yeah, they are. They're faster especially than you think. They are. Don't believe teammates. Turtles are fast.
They
people.
Tricked us with cartoons.
I don't know where they got that from. That turtles are slow, but
they looked at it for a second. They're like, "Yeah, it's the slowest thing I've ever seen."
I've seen turtles go at it. I've seen turtles have sex.
It's turtle fucking.
Yeah. That was on Facebook too, though. You know, I know you can't trust everything you see on Facebook. And it was a really like you saw if he was making a face.
Oh yeah, they get
yeah.
Yeah,
the neck.
Like, yeah, you can see them. They're busting. Turtles will do it. They don't care. That's the thing. You see, I wonder if that's because there's just more turtles like around on land. You can see them doing that. People have turtles as pets.
Yeah,
they wouldn't see it for a clam, but you would eat turtle meat.
Yeah. I mean, is turtle soup actual turtle?
Have you had turtle soup?
No.
Oh,
I have never had it. I was asking. I figured that's something, you know, you look like your grandma used to make. Turtle soup?
Yeah. Maybe I would make it like when I was, for pretend, when I was a kid, turtle soup. I never had it. Never had turtle soup.
It feels like it's illegal to make turtle soup.
Yeah. Like, like shark fin soup, turtle soup. That's not like the feds are going to bust in.
Monkey paw soup.
Yeah. FBI's going to knock down your door.
Sounds tasty, though.
I actually don't eat animals at all.
Don't eat animals?
I don't eat animals at all.
Well,
so I lost my chance. I used to.
No eggs, no.
I know. I eat eggs. I don't eat animal meat.
Okay.
Like not even. I don't eat fish, so I wouldn't. I wouldn't touch a turtle. Now. There was a time when I probably would have eaten turtle soup.
You don't know what you're missing, buddy.
I know what I'm missing. I used to eat it. I don't anymore.
Well, what's the difference? Like, do you feel better, healthier?
Yeah. Well, I just don't. I just feel bad for animals. Like they're living creatures too. You know, I don't want to take their lives.
Well, on that note, let's rank them to see which one's better.
Yeah, good idea. Let's take a look. What do we start with?
Fuck eating them. Let's just
I was talking
them.
About killing lightning bugs earlier, and I was like, I won't touch an animal, but I'm going to go back.
I'll smear them all over my hands.
I don't like...
I won't eat them.
I will squeeze the blood out of it. I won't eat it, though. It's going to be a good purpose.
All right, so...
So what are we thinking? Lightning bugs? I'm a hard pass. I'm all for lightning bugs.
I think I'm a pass... On
it's
bugs.
Not only do they have like they're just living their lives, but they're aesthetically pleasing. You go outside
definitely.
And you see a dark meadow, and they light it up. It's like a movie.
Definitely,
it's like it's
beautiful.
Free art, natural bug art.
Yeah, I think they have a very artistic thing about them. I think. Yeah,
they're good. I would save them over pretty much any other bug.
Now, snakes. Although I do not like snakes, I am going to pass them.
You keeping it?
Yes. I'm going to pass on lightning bugs also.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm going to pass.
So, snakes, without a doubt, fail. They don't get to go on the ark. They're going back to the drawing
board. I think lightning bugs are just too... It's too easy to eat them. Like, I think every... Like, they're expendable, you know?
Yeah.
They're expendable. I think the world would continue turning without lightning bugs.
I think... Wait, so you're saying you want to keep lightning bugs or you want to get rid of them?
I'm going to pass on them. I don't think... No, I don't think...
Oh, so you don't want them.
I'll fail them.
Okay, I see what you mean. And same thing with snakes.
Oh, I see. With snakes, I think I'm going to keep snakes.
Okay,
I do not like them.
Wow, you're twisting me up.
I'm sorry.
So, you like lightning bugs. There are... Get them out of here.
Mm-hmm. And I hate snakes.
Hate snakes. But you'll keep them. Why?
Ecosystem, man. I think if snakes...
You don't like rats so much that you want snakes
rats.
Around.
I hate rats. I hate mice. I don't like them. Yeah, and I think, personally, if snakes disappeared off the face of the earth, some shit will happen. Honestly, I think, you know...
Maybe. There's a lot of biblical ancestry to snakes.
Yeah, the devil.
And... what else? There's something else. I don't remember. But snakes... I don't like them. I wish every snake was gone. They scare me. I've seen a poisonous snake live. I was stricken with fear. I could not move. I don't want people to see me like that.
Yeah. A snake's skin on your skin just feels so weird.
It's disgusting.
And they're just slithering.
And slimy.
And slimy. They're not really slimy.
They're dry. They have ulterior motives.
Yeah, they do.
Snakes want to kill you.
And they shed their skin.
I'm
going to
kill them first. Get rid of them. Snakes are done.
So they're failing.
What do we do next?
Either turtles or clams. We'll do clams.
We'll do clams.
So that I didn't put turtles.
I'm so interested about them that I will say I want to keep them.
Clams
they can
stay.
Put them on the ark.
I agree.
Clams can stay. We need to know more. They're too mysterious.
We don't even know anything about clams, so we can't do that.
They're a complete mystery into the animal kingdom.
We're not bigots.
No one knows anything. We're not bigots. And then turtles?
Turtles are cool. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, I think, is what sold me.
Definitely.
If that's the potential, if the turtles have potential to do that, we need more clam and snake hero characters to bring it back around.
They are both reptiles. So
are clams reptiles?
No. Oh, I thought you meant turtles and snakes.
No, I mean, turtles have representation. They have TMNT. Everybody loves it. Snakes, only bad.
There are. What about Orochimaru? I like him.
I don't know what that is.
Naruto. He's like a snake guy. Yeah. He got me liking snakes. But he's like a bad guy, but he's not supposed to be liked. But snakes have a purpose. You know.
Okay.
I don't think lightning bugs have a purpose.
I think that but clams though don't have representation. I mean, you don't know anything about them. So
I just know pearls.
We're gonna keep them. I'm on board with that. Put them on the ark. They're staying. Get the little clam space. Turtles are staying.
Staying. Clams, they're staying.
Yeah, we're staying. So we're separated here on just the lightning bugs and I think snakes.
Yeah, snakes.
We need Ben here. The thunderstorm. Yeah, we need an icebreaker. We'll revisit these two. We've got to revisit those. See what Ben thinks about them. And we'll get back to that. So that was us ranking them. That was the first episode. Black Sheep Trio. We're going to do more in the future. We'd like to hear from you guys. Drop us a line at blacksheeptriopodcast@gmail.com. Tell us what you want to hear. What animals you want to rank. How you like to see them. Do we do anything wrong? Do we say anything wrong about these animals? Probably not.
Oh, yeah, really we smart. Did. I think we did.
No, we're smart. I know so much about animals. Let us know. We're going to be hopping on Facebook. We're going to get at you. Black Sheep Trio.
Podcast.com. Yeah.
We out.
We out.